Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is Friday night, and as y'all should know, this is the first Friday of the month, and you already know, as we always let y'all know, that we are on here every first and third Friday of the month, and we love, love, love for all of you to join us every first and third Friday. So we always say, make sure you mark your calendars. Make sure you set your alarms for 6 p.m. so you can join us and turn up, because 9 times out of 10, that's what we do. We be, like, super lit, and I be trying to use all these new age lingo, but we be lit here on Free Talk Radio. And so we always want you guys to be a part. This is your call. This is your host. Look, I'm trying to make myself co-host. This is your host, Brownisha Blackman, and we asking y'all, listen, I done said it. We want y'all to follow us on Instagram at Free Talk Radio 1, and we want to hear from y'all on our emails at freetalkradio1@gmail.com. We really want to hear from y'all. We are not like a one-way street where we just want to give out and we don't get no feedback. We want to hear from y'all how we have been a blessing, if we've been a blessing or a lesson, whatever it is we have been to you guys. We would love, love, love to hear from you guys, and we most definitely are looking for suggestions for topics. We ending this year out, and if you guys see our, simply tonight, we just doing a 2018 reflection. We are reflecting on what took place in 2018, but we're also preparing for what we gonna do in 2019, and we are not waiting till January 1st. We're not waiting for no New Year's resolution to get it together. We already working and planning on how awesome we are going to be. And so we want you guys to be awesome with us. So join us tonight. I mean, come in, conversate with us, tell us how 2018 was for you. Tell us if it was something about the radio station that has been a blessing to you. Just talk to us. Talk to us. Don't be no strangers and just be listening. And we don't get no talk back. What's up, people? It's like this little saying from a sneaking and not something. Y'all see, I'm trying to use this new age lingo, and I can't get it together. So for right now, I believe it's just me on your host, Brownisha Blackman, and we are waiting for your co-host, Crystal Simpson, to join us for tonight. So we always pumped up. I know I'm always pumped up. I come in, like, welcome to Free Talk Radio, and yes, we welcome you guys here with us tonight, and we want you guys to partake in the conversation. We about to have some fun. Like, we really, really, really just about to just have fun on tonight. We really about to reflect, and it's an amazing thing on reflecting. We often hear of letting your past be your past, or that was a yesterday, but I found out today, I mean, for me today, reflecting on your yesterday, sometimes it can be a blessing for you today, because it can remind you of how far you've come. And it sounds like it, you on here, Crystal? Is you on here?
Yeah.
Is you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
When I say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes, so listen, I was telling them about reflections, right? And we often hear, you know, some people say that the past be the past, or that was your yesterday, or leave it where it was. Or sometimes we do all this talking about, you know, not to look back. And we understand some stuff we want to leave where it's at, but it is all right to go back and reflect. It's all right to go back and revise some goals. It's all right to go back and look at your journaling, because I'm one, I journal. And I thank God for that, because it allows me to see growth. It shows me whether I've grown, or it shows me whether I didn't fail somewhere and I'm stuck. But I thank God to be able to reflect. So tonight we are reflecting on our 2018, but whatever we got out of 2018, babe, we are only using it for tools to build for 2019. We are not using it for a defeat, but we are using it for progression. We are using it to build, to get to the next level, to be yet awesome women of God, and be yet preparing. We just go put it out there. We preparing to be wise. We building, y'all. We not playing.
Yes.
And so we come here tonight to just share with you our reflections, and we want y'all to call in and talk to us. Y'all got us like begging children, like, y'all don't want to talk to us. Awesome people on Free Talk Radio. Look at me, cutting up. But, so we, I don't know, y'all. I'm so geeked up. I'm trying not to just take off because, like, I'm like a speed racer. So when I give me some good music and I get behind my car, that steering wheel, when I get in my car, you better be guaranteed I'm getting to my destination in a timely manner. And everybody is safe once we get there because I'll be ready to roll. And so that's how I'm feeling tonight on this radio station. I am ready to roll. I'm ready to take
You sound
off.
Like you're ready to take the wheel and just keep going.
I am. So I am trying to I remember this Pastor Billy said, I'm trying to brace myself.
Yes.
I'm trying to brace myself, and I thank God for the excitement in my spirit right now, because we look at life, and sometimes life gives us these little, we go down these little rocky roads, and we have sometimes let the road and the journey in which we're walking, we allow our feelings to be predicated on that journey. And though today, or I may be facing some things, I thank and praise God that I still have joy in my spirit, that I am still excited about what's ahead of me, because I know when defeat comes to meet me, I know he's trying to, defeat is coming for a reason. And that means because I got somewhere I need to be. And so we are less than 30 days in 2018. And man, 2018 flew by real fast.
It did.
It went by fast.
It really did. I feel like we was just saying Happy New Year in 2018. I feel like we was just saying that just 5 months ago. And I don't know how everybody feel, but I do feel like it went by so fast. But I felt like we learned so much. I feel like we've gained some new information. I feel like we gained some new wisdom. I feel like we've lost some old habits, maybe gained some new habits, which are, you know, I believe are good. And I just feel like, I don't know. 2018, I just feel like it's kind of like, no, I don't want it to go. But definitely, I feel like with 2018 slipping away, I feel like there's new things coming our way. I feel like there's new things to learn. I feel like there's old things to be, you know, washed away and new things to come. And I'm excited for 2019. I'm excited to apply what I learned, because I feel like 2018, I don't know if there's such thing as an extended version, but I feel like it's an extended version, and I feel like it's so much more to apply to myself, and it's so much more to apply to our lives that I feel like I have a chance to do. So I guess it's like another day. I get another day to apply what I've learned, I guess.
Listen, you know, it's so funny because you often see all them little memes, and it gives you like, oh, well, 2017 was rough, 2018 is this, and 2019 about to be boopty bam bam. You know, and it's so funny because I look at those things, and what I realize, and this is for me, probably not for everyone, every year does bring something about different. Every year for me has not been the same. You know, I've had my years of loneliness, like low at the bottom, and I've had my years where I feel like I'm on high. You know, and for 2018, that was one of those years that, you know, I was on high. But, you know, it was so funny because I think back to, I was thinking how the last three or four years, and I think my voice went low when I said that. But the last 3 or 4 years,
right.
I look and it's always been me, you, and Tiffany. We have brought the New Year's in together, just us three, right? Like, and I think it's so funny because if we look at pictures, we always in the same spot. It's like me and Tiffany on the outside and you in the middle. Like, and what that represents, I clearly don't know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Every new year we have been, and we have been in fellowship, we have been made sure that we were in the house of the Lord when the new year came in, because that's basically how we wanted to start our year off. But I remember for 2018 coming in, I remember before we even got to the service, it was like I had service like right here in my room, and that song that I that had me going all the way up was "Everything Attached to Me Win" by Ja'Kayla Carr. And I decreed and I declared that it was my winning season. And whether I believe when you we think of seasons sometimes as a winter, spring, and fall, and summer, yeah, you know, that's how that goes. But when I decreed and declared that it was my season, and God, my season could have lasted all year long if that be his will.
Yeah.
And so I thank and praise God, because as I reflect on 2018, and I confessed, and you know, I confessed it with my mouth, and I decreed it, I declared that it was my winning season. This year, I won. Like, I went through some stuff, but baby, I was on top of it. You know, I've come further than I've ever imagined that I would be able to. I've marked my territory in places. I've trailblazed for 2018. I've done things that I thought I couldn't even do myself. So it's just amazing how God will do a thing with you. And even like you said, like it's extended. Like we have about like 24 days left in this year. 24 more days, and it still ain't no telling what that God of ours is up to, because he always
yes.
be on some stuff. When you're not even paying attention, that man be on some stuff, and we ain't even finna get started on how he be just doing stuff. how he wants to, and I just thank and praise him that this year he's moved. He's moved in a mighty way. 2018, the beginning of 2018, is when we got on Free Talk Radio. As of January 5th, 2018 was our first time airing on Free Talk Radio. And when we got on,
yeah,
people was calling like, y'all get this, y'all got this. And we like, God, what? You know, we don't know what we're doing. But when
yeah.
God graces you to do a thing, it's like you don't need the instructions. I mean, the Holy Spirit is your guide. So I just thank and praise God that we started this year out hitting this airway, and we trailblazing on all the things that God have us to do. And Crystal, I'm going to say this because I'm going to let you talk. Even
no,
the
you're
stuff,
not.
People, let me tell you something. It's even the stuff that, to the listeners, even the stuff that you felt like if you're one that writes a New Year's resolution or you one that you set out some goals and you didn't accomplish this year, can I tell you, it probably wasn't set out for you to do it this year. You might have put it there. You
yeah.
might have marked it on the calendar,
yeah.
but it wasn't God's will that you do it. It wasn't his
yeah.
plan that you do it. It was in your plan. And so don't get mad when your plan don't go as it is, because he might have you somewhere else, because it wasn't my plan. I didn't write it nowhere to be doing a radio station, no first and third Friday, but I'm telling you, I am blessed to be a blessing. I have got testimony that I have blessed others, but y'all didn't bless me. Y'all didn't bless us here on Free Talk Radio, the feedback that we got. And then when we realized, what was that, like July, August, that we had over 70,000 listeners. Where they do that at?
Yeah.
Like, who do that?
Yeah.
What's that? Where?
That right there, that was groundbreaking. That was so out of nowhere. But when I say bananas, bananas.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, Crystal, you ain't finna, like, don't try to, don't play and think you finna have me on here all night. You think I don't know your game? I know your game very well.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, you're basically saying some things. I think 2018 for me personally was a goal to really get my mind, my body, my spirit right. And, you know, those goals definitely accomplished. I definitely want to be so much stronger. Like, physically, I want to be stronger, guys. I really, really do. I want to be stronger. My goal was to make sure I tackled the school thing. I'm not going to lie. That was earlier this year, but I bet you I got everything done today. I'm going to be honest. So I'm excited about that because, you know what, that hurt me a little bit with not being in school and, you know, not getting some stuff done. But I know that with that, I had time to do this show. I had time to really work on me. And get some other things in perspective. Just like Bunny just said, whatever you thought you supposed to be doing this year, maybe he had definitely had another plan, because I think the beginning of 2018, I was on a phone with you and another person that we know mutually, and I was kind of like mad that I wasn't going to school, and I was so mad for almost a good month or two. But when I realized all the doors that were opening up for me to have time to do the things that I wanted to do, whether it was blogging or whether it was just going to some of your events, anything, it was a lot of stuff that was opening up, and I was excited. So I utilized that time out of school to put it towards the purpose, put it towards me, and really, really working on me. And I'm not afraid to say that, and I don't think we should be afraid to say that 2018 was a year where I really continually tried to work on me. And when I tell y'all, just like Marcia said, there were some blessings. I was so blessed to see some of the changes I had in my thoughts, some of the changes I had in my heart, some of the relationships that ended that I thought I would be devastated for, but they were so, I don't know how to say it, but it was so meant to be to happen. And I thought I was, that's a whole other subject. But I believe 2018 was just something for a beginning of something new that's going to continue on. So I'm going to continue to change, and I'm looking for change in 2019. I'm definitely looking for change. Like she said, like, I'm not trying to do no New Year's resolution. I just want to continue on the road that I'm headed to learning, to changing, to progressing, to being definitely stronger in the spirit, in the word, continue to work on my, you know, my physicality, definitely. I just want to continue that and get some new hobbies. And I think me and Barnisha, we were just talking about that almost a month ago, getting hobbies. And I noticed that my best friend now is Hallmark Channel, and I've just been excited because I've been baking. No one really knows that, but I've been baking, and I got so many ideas to bake for Christmas, and these little cookies that I've been wanting, these little gadgets that I see on TV, like the little cookie baker and the machines that I see, and, you know, all these little things. I'm like, these little gadgets that I'm excited about, so I'm excited for that. So, you know, 2018 hasn't left yet, and I got a new hobby that I really, really like, and I really be dreaming about it at night. So I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for that. So, you guys, it's not too late to start something new. Like, you don't have to wait for 2019 to start new hobbies or a new plan or a new schedule or reading a new book. Whatever it is that interests you, it's not too early to start, and you don't have to put a stamp on it. You don't have to put a date on it. January 1st does not have to be something that you always start something new. A new day can be tomorrow. A new day can be, you know, like I said, the next thing, the next day. And you're forever changing, forever learning. And I don't feel like I need January 1st to make me want to do a new hobby or make me want to lose weight or make me want to have a changed mind. I want that tomorrow. I want that on the 9th. I want that on the 10th. I'm literally striving for that. And when I say fighting, we'll get into that in a minute, Bernie, but literally fighting to change, I'm literally fighting to change and to be different for me. So that's something I want to do. So it's gone, but 2019, that's just another number. That's another day to me. That really is, I'm kidding you not, that's another day to me to keep going on my goals. That's not something to be extravagant or to go the extra, no. That's for me to say, okay, today is this day. Let's go. Let's do what we did a week before, or let's do something better. But yeah, I don't want us to get caught up in that year and that number and acting like it's something that's going to be magical. It's going to happen. I'm not going to say like it's not heard of, but I don't want to think that this is a genie in a bottle, and when we rub it, all of a sudden 2019 go just burst out with all these. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say it. I don't want to get off topic, but I'm excited.
I know that one thing I did want to reflect on this year, it was many things that we talked about that we covered here on Free Talk Radio. And what I realized that a lot of stuff that we went on, we talked about, it was more so, it was like, as far as like eternal, what about dealing with self? Because we often have topics where we talk about what happened in society or what's happening over here, what's happening, what other people were doing. But a lot of stuff we talked about on Free Talk Radio was first dealing with how us as a person. And it's just so amazing that I even say that because I'm on the 15th of this month, I'm doing a master self session for women. And it is so key that we focus on who we are as an individual. Because if we in order for us to, if we want a better community, if we want to have the way our household is ran or on our job, it starts with this: what energy are you bringing? What do you have to give? What are you putting in a pile? And we often always look at what the other person is doing, but it's what are we doing as a people? And so when I was looking back over our topics, and we started off the year talking about, in January, talking about walking in newness and being that it was the beginning of the year. Yeah, we talked about walking in newness and being new in our mind and the way we were going to operate to even get through 2018, because it had to start with you as a person. What were you going to do different for 2018, you know, to be better in 2018? And then I went over all the topics we had through the year. We had Let's Talk About Love with Natasha McCray, and that was fire. If you, I don't know if you guys are able to listen, but that would be one that you would want to go back and reflect on, talking about love, because it still started with us. It still was starting with us as a person. I mean, because we want love, we want to be loved, but what, I mean, it has to reflect you. It has to be a mirror. You know, you have to give out something to want something back. And so we talked, and look, and then it was so funny because even after that, our next radio topic was Love Starts With You. Do you love yourself? So it was still going right back to us. And then we went into March Madness, and we talked about the Hidden Madness with Shelly Mache.
Yeah.
And, man, she dug super deep.
That was super deep, so
like,
good.
No way. Right. Even to the point we tried to get her on air again because we got much feedback for that. Like, we got so much feedback. But she went all the way back to saying how she reacted to her husband based off past hurt. So I'm saying we're reflecting on the things that we talked about on Free Talk Radio, and I thank God that He geared us in that manner of dealing with ourselves. We over in April we talked about godly friendships, and it's a triad of us. It's me, Crystal, and we have this third friend, Miss Tiffany Jennings, and she came on to conversate, and we talked about how we had a godly friendship, and something amazing about our friendship, because we can be the same women that will build each other up in faith, but we'll be the same women to turn up. And we're not turn up about to get drunk, high, club type of turn up, but we can still laugh and be who we are with no, you know, with no attachment, with no, Crystal, you know, you're a woman of God.
No judgment.
You are not
just
like that. You know, it's no, it's no judgment. And that's what friendships are. And that's a godly friendship, because sometimes us women of God, people try to box us up like we have to be this robot, and that's not what God, He said, I come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. Like, He wants you to have more life. Yes, a manner we're going to have to live, but, you know, so even we talked about being a prepared godly woman with Stephanie Knowles, and again, fire. It was so good.
No, that one, girl. Oh, my God, I almost forgot. No, that one right there, what she was saying is basically, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah,
I think that was her who made me think of that, because I think I've been saying that after she was saying that, and I thought I made that up. But that's where I got that from. That one right there was so fire.
Girl, right? I mean, fire
cracker,
and I think back to now,
we
were trailblazing, though. You know, I would understand how we got to a place we was having all these listeners, because we were moving by the Spirit of the Lord and the things that we were talking about. And then even when we did that, we talked about Sister, It's Time to Build. And so we talked about being, you know, and it all started off as a lot, you know, Crystal, we talked about it, we just did things for women, and we were talking about edifying each other and lifting each other up. But when we got to June, we had the men in the building.
Yes.
The men came.
I love them. I let him.
They came and they showed up. You know,
they showed up.
And showed out. And we had Reverend Cannon, and he talked about I made
Ooh,
it out.
Fire.
Yeah, fire.
Baby,
you
let
know,
me tell you something. That
Jane Baker. Yes.
That one right there, when I said fire that day, he it felt like he lit a match under my foot, and it felt like it just kept going around and around. It's like we were just in this big, I don't know what it was, but you know how like a flame just keep going, because every time you put something on it, it just get bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, when I say every other minute, it would get bigger and bigger. It was just like, it was just so lit, I'm going to say.
Most definitely. When I Want to Get Lit, that was a part of your beat in because that man of God was crazy. It was lit. It was on fire. It was banana. It was crazy. That was a turn up that I did not want to turn down because it just kept flowing. And it was so amazing.
I was gonna tell y'all. So you know, we reflected. I was getting full flesh ready to game bang. Right. I'm just telling you the truth. I was gonna do it. I was really gonna do it. And I'm not saying it to be funny or nothing, but to talk about, I made it out. To talk about it. Mm-hmm. To talk about, because you know, we often you hear people talk about God is good, but why do you say He's good? What did He do for you for you to say He's good? And He got a story. That he said he was full-fledged gangbanger, full-fledged, reptile, you know, a prison, you know, fighting numerous of cases. And in that cell, he made the decision, like, I'm not doing this. And when I tell you he full-fledged, that same full-fledged, and that's the thing people fail to realize, you know, you'd be full-fledged in the streets, you'd be frontlining, and that's just who God created you to be. So when he came onto the other side as myself, I was full-fledged for Jesus. So I full-fledged go hard for Jesus. And Crystal, even in the society that you came in, where was it written, oh, I was going to come out of this, or I was going to be this, or I was going to tell people that no matter what your address is, no matter what your address is, and that makes me kind of get geeked up because what we talked about last week with Ms. Jessica May, I don't care about where you come from. And that's still, she could attest, we were talking about business, but she could attest that I made it out.
Most definitely. And I didn't think of that.
You know, and so we started, we was popping, we was crack-a-lacking. I told him, I'm trying to use this new age and lingo, girl.
Oh,
don't know half of the stuff that I'm talking about. What you finna say, girl? What you finna say?
I'm gonna say, because I know when we got towards the summer, it got hot. It got fire.
It was
so much more information.
Wait, Crystal, is that Missy Elliott? I'm gonna make it hot like fire.
What is that? No. What is no? What the fuck is that?
No.
Is that her? Oh yeah. Wait a minute, because you're making me feel like I need to go back into my boombox and feel like, wait a minute, hold on, I need to, you got what I want. Oh, yeah, give me the minute. Oh, wait, hold on. I can't do it, because we're on radio, but it is a song.
I'm going to have to Google it. I'm going to make
it. Yeah, and I think she got like,
I
think Eve is on there, I believe. Doom, doom.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen,
We play.
We on the plane, y'all, but see, we...
I love this thing.
And so, look at this girl. I told y'all we was getting pumping.
People, you
on
don't
radio
know?
Tonight.
Okay, no. Okay, we about to... Okay, and we're back. Go ahead.
And we're back. Okay, so listen. Y'all. So, we closed out 2018 we closing it out, though. We playing. We enjoying life. But we had closed out June with... celebrating dads, and we had a single father come on, and that's something you often we hear, or it's not talked about. And I remember he came on and he was saying how he run his program, and I'm a single mom, so I know the program gets tough. And I got two kids, and I think he said he had about like four or five, and he had a full-fledged program, full-fledged working man, daughters and everything. And he was
he got
saying
a whole house,
you know, how his but he was so dedicated to being a father. And the funny thing about it is he said it's a group of them. So he ain't just he's not the only single dad. He said it's about him and like four or five other friends. It's a group of them, and they are active fathers. They're active in their kids' lives.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and it's often where they sit and they have their little father-to-father talks, and that is not something that's talked about. Like, you don't hear that.
It's not advertised. It's not advertised, and I believe that's something that needs to be advertised so that we can have as people going into, even in the, going into the new year, that we can have hopes of, you know, seeing that more often,
yes,
hopes of that being talked about more often, or even in our personal lives, hope that, you know, someday our stuff will change, or, you know, I just feel like that was something that was definitely underrated, and no one, you know, people
right,
overlooked that.
Right, right, right. And that was something, I'm glad that we wanted to shed light on something like that, because
mm-hmm,
it's not talked about. Me, I'm a single mom, and you hear more about us than anything, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's the acknowledgement is well deserved because it's worked. But then don't be gender biased. Don't let it be that we did it for the women,
yeah,
and the moms,
mm-hmm,
and you don't do it for the dads. Because even if you think about it, when it's time to buy gifts, I realize every Father's Day, and they probably don't want the teddy bears and all that stuff, but it don't be nothing on the corner. You can make coffee mugs, a cologne, ties, or something. It don't be nothing out there. They don't have all those big old tents for Father's
no,
Day. I'm serious. And that was something that was talked about. I even heard a man say, like, yeah, when Father's Day come around, don't nobody be, you know, they don't be doing nothing. And so I wanted to be the one to shed light on dads that are working hard to provide for their children, that are cooking dinner, that are getting up, dropping off daughters to school. And I'm a mother to a daughter, and I'm the one, we women, you know, me, I got a daughter. And it's a headache. So I could just imagine a daddy trying to communicate with a daughter, because I be about to mm-hmm, about the head, I'm because I'm, right, and we relate in so many ways, right? And so July, we talked about deal with it and adapting to your season. And I don't want to be, I'm going to
skip
right by,
yeah,
the deal with it.
Skip that one. Skip that one. Because, baby, why are we still dealing with it? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Still. And so, right, so let's tell y'all, because we want y'all to be involved, even though y'all don't like talking to us, it seems, but I'm just kidding, but man, we have really did some self-searching. I mean, all this,
yeah,
stuff that we've even, the topics we've did so far, it's been like self-searching, and I'm one that I really want to live out this thing, that this life that God has given me, and I don't want to do it in bondage, you know. And
mm,
that's why we
good,
running from the whole topic
of
deal with it or adapting to the season. Because when you deal and when you adapt, you know, you have to deal to even adapt. You got to deal with what you are to even transition to where you're going. You got to deal,
wow,
with what it is to even be comfortable to adapt to
mm-hmm,
your season. You got to come to the reality mm-hmm, of whatever it is, I'm going to adapt to this. Whether I'm doing it, whether we are crew or I'm doing it solo, whether it's a team or I'm singled out, whether in a
yeah,
marriage or whether in singleness, you know, you got to adapt to whatever season. And I think I'm just leave it right there because I don't want to go no more to be Instagram.
But that's good. Even the way that, I noticed that, I don't think you did this on purpose, but I noticed that the way that we went from the first day of talking about how we first started the show, and from now,
mm-hmm,
don't you see like a pattern of basically, it feels like it's a person, and it feels like it's a person actually growing up, like a child, and
mm-hmm,
a child to adolescent to adulthood to this. That's what it feels like. It feels like this show is like a baby, most likely, and it's like all these topics were helping to nurture the baby. And I don't want to start that either, because today, and I don't want to be, I might even go give a reason why, but I believe that this is just how I speak. But even today, when I was reading my devotional, it was saying how it said something about it says, oh my God, you have been believers so long, now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. And in that little thing, when I was reading that today, it really made me feel like, sometimes we have to, as a child, of course, we're on milk because we can't chew that steak. We can't chew that meat yet. But it feels like there's certain things that nurtures us to help us grow through life, whether we're, you know, an actual baby or when we're on this journey of trying to be a great human or a great person, or if you're in God, this is the thing that you're going to do. You're going to start off on milk and little, you know, little things here and there. Then after you mature, you're going to start on meat. And I'm noticing the way the show was going, it looks like that's what it was doing, because we started off as being new. And he said, when you are in me, you are a new creation. And then after that, he starts to teach you little things that nourishes your body, which is some of the words, which is some of his precept, which is some of his guidance and his tools, and he begins to nurture us. So that means it begins to rattle up our lives a little bit, so we begin to eat some of this food, and some things we spit out because it didn't go well. It didn't go well with our spirit because we didn't want to really change. We said we want to change, but we don't want to really change. But I'm just noticing this pattern of this is real growth. If I'm really looking at it, if you really want to look at it, the show like a real person, this is really growth. So our topics really align with what God really wanted us to do. And now we're here in December 2018, and we're basically reflecting. And that's just like a one-year-old when somebody's birthday come up and they turn two or they turn four, and they look back when they first started walking, talking. So, is good. It's just good. Because this is good. Like, where you, and then by the time you end on what we talked about last week, I mean, a month ago, it's even more. I mean, yeah, earlier in November when we talked about the credit, I know we ain't there yet, but when you get to that point, I'm waiting for you to get there, because it was like, this is what it was building. It was building up to this moment to like, I'm going to teach you this. I'm going to teach you that. It's going to help you there. It's going to help you there. And then, you know, next you're going to learn how to build your credit, because I'm about to give you this in December. Then I'm going to give you that in January. So keep going, because this is just so good, so bomb.
And so even after we talked about the deal with it and adapting to the season, basically, just truthfully, to be honest, the way it did, if we went back over, you know, we talked about, you know, I did a recap about talking about the love, the hidden madness, the friendship, being a godly woman, building. We even included the males. And we said deal with it, adapt to the season. And then we went on, I think God most definitely had to set it up. Because after we went to adapting to your season, you went to the weight. After you had to adapt, it was the weight. Yeah, you had to adapt to your season. And then once you entered into that season, it was the weight.
I'm done. Because I don't think we even know what it is. Jesus, come on. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. then after that, we had the show on Living Out Your Dreams with Natalia Moore. So it went from you adapt to the season, you had your season of waiting, and then it was time to live out the dream. And then after living out the dream, we did the show, It's a Celebration. And I took out the time because the show I took out the time for It's a Celebration to. It was my birthday, and I made sure I came on to function with everybody and announced even that day how I had launched my own business. After years of battling in the mind that I couldn't do none of this stuff, I launched my business, and we celebrated. I celebrated my birthday on the radio station with the listeners. And then after that, we did we went on to forgiveness with Andrea. You know, these are things, and I'm going to tell you something. Even as we talked about a lot of these shows and airing, it still had to reflect some of the things that we were going through our own personal selves. Even ministry, when the pastor oftentimes, a pastor can't preach a message to you that he has not truly walked out and lived for himself.
Uh-huh.
Somebody can't teach you knowledge that they don't already have. A teacher has to be educated on something themselves before they can release anything to you. They have to go get their degree, and what they're trying to teach you, they have to become an expert. And so even the stuff that we talked about, it was like not that we had our expertise, but a part of our experiences or those that we had allowed to come on as guests came to, you know, plant a seed and release things. And so even after we did forgiveness, we went to talk about what are you thinking? You know, where was your mindset?
Wow.
And then after the mindset, we closed. I mean, for November was Let's Talk Business. And so we talked. We had some beautiful women. You guys may not have physically been able to see them, but they were on flyers. But beautiful women, and it wasn't just by their appearance, but their spirit. It was two different women coming from two different walks of life, and they had to offer that what they gave to their business was that they wanted to give to the people. It was about the people. It wasn't about themselves, but God made it that. God said that you reap what you sow. So what they were planting as a business, whatever their merchandise is or their product, that's how their business is able to grow. And it might start off very small, but there can be an expectation that God is going to manifest, because he said, if you be faithful in a few things, that I will make you ruler over many. And so the little that they have, they're being faithful to it. They're doing it in good spirit, with a good heart. And so I'll just say all that to say that we really, on Free Talk Radio, we've covered some stuff. And if you've been a listener, I truly pray that, you know, been consistent, or even those that tap in every now and then, I truly pray that all that we have released on the airway in 2018, we praying that it has been a blessing in your life. We're praying that it has changed something in your life. We praying, because even if we have to make it mandatory that we pray out, because we got one of our listeners that, you know, we can't close out the show without prayer. And I'm being real. And that's a blessing to know that someone is seeking, you know, somebody is seeking prayer. And so we didn't cover some stuff here on Free Talk Radio. I don't know if Ms. Crystal want to get personal, because we said we was talking about radio stations and even personal accomplishments, personal things that we went through this year. I mean, it can be the good or the bad. But, you know, it has helped us grown in such a way that it prepares us for what's ahead in 2019.
I think I said it earlier about the school thing. So that's something I'm looking forward to. You know, I was in school this year, but next year I'm very excited. Like I said, getting that hobby that I really, really like now, I believe working on getting stronger, most definitely. And that's just in physical, like in the, you know, physicality. I really want to get stronger in my body, most likely. Well, definitely. I definitely am excited about the new things to come with my own personal blogging, my own personal, like, just getting out there and not being afraid. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the show, where it's headed to, and the things, the ideas that we have. But I'm going to be honest with myself. There's some things in 2018 that I didn't want to let go that actually had to let me go, and it that helped me shape my whole 2018, because I let go of a relationship. I'm gonna be honest, and let go of a situationship, whatever you want to call it, a relationship that really sat in it in the early 2018, and I did not know how my 2018 was going to remain. I didn't see past that, but it was something that probably was long overdue, that needed to be done. And when that ended, it just felt like everything else started coming, because I think that same month we did have the show. The show literally was coming days after or weeks after that situation ended. But even in that, my whole mind was on something new. That's when my mind began to change. That's when I really, really wanted to change more for me. That was something people, you know, something I thought was so sad for me. I thought I was so heartbroken. I thought it was just, there's nothing after this. What can I do? You're just whining. And but no, it turned out to be something that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me, because it really shaped who I am. It really shaped my thought process. It really shaped the way I view things now, relationships, the way that I want to do things. And I think one thing that we said on the radio or even in our personal lives, we've learned a new healthy way of communicating. And I think after that situation with me, that's when my communication shifted into something totally different, very different. And I think this is why we're here now, in the manner that we conduct ourselves now on the radio or even outside of the radio with different relationships. I want to communicate in a healthy way, and that's one thing I want to take over. I want to take into 2019. Because I know that, like you said, the reflection, some people, you know, we let our past be our past or let some things stay. No, one thing I will, one of the many things I want to take is the healthy communication. I want to take that into 2019. I really want to take that, knowing that that really helps me a lot.
And sometimes we have to remind ourselves to get back into that, because every day, of course, we don't want to be nice, we don't want to be sweet, we don't want to listen, and we don't want to be respectful. I'm not gonna lie, those basic things we don't want to be. But one thing I learned in 2018 was that, and that's something I want to take over to 2019 most definitely, because that I believe is beneficial for the long haul. Definitely beneficial. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be beneficial for a long, long time. Long time. So yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. Man, I mean, I was so much. You know, God has been so good to me. This year, it's just, I was able to say, even, Crystal, as you said, I learned about, like, healthy communication. I've actually come to a place of, you know, defeating, like, you know, because I would normally let, like, a lot, like, negative things get to me. And so this year, I'll shake it off. Like, I really literally just shake the dust off my feet, because I know that it's greater ahead. And so for 2018, you know, I was really blessed to start it off doing Free Talk Radio and, you know, doing Break Free in April and releasing that, doing that very first workshop where, you know, women were blessed. I mean, truly able to get delivered and get set free and just being a part of different amazing events throughout this year. We was able to be a part of, like, the WOW Conference. It was just so many amazing things that took place. And 2018, it just, like, was, like, so next level. And we were able to, I seen growth. Like, we've really grown. We're really not the same. If we don't look the same, we don't even talk the same, you know. And so as I was able to go, and I did my reflections today, going back and looking through my journal and stuff like that and seeing where I was, where my state of mind was, how I was speaking things or how I was stuck in things. And I look now like, oh, my God, I am so much better than where I used to be. Don't get me wrong. I still realize I see things that I still really need to work on. But it was just like this year, God has really, and I'll say this because God always moved. This year I really allowed God to move in my life. I really allowed God to take things away from me, because God always moves. Sometimes he'll take stuff away and we go back and pick it up. But this time, I was like, let me release these things to him. I found myself even in a light, you know. It was like a brighter, I could see the light, you know, beaming and being bold enough to walk in my calling. And I even seen where I wrote, stop dimming my own light, because I was one to, when God began to bless me and do things for me and people around me, if they, you know, I wanted to dim my light so they wouldn't be mad or all those kind of things, be mad at me, you know, because people, they say those in the comments, like, oh, you think you are that because of X, Y, Z. And so I would dim my light to make them feel better. But I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, why would I be ashamed that God blessed me? Because no one knew the hell that I had to go through. No one knew the tears that I shedded. And, you know, when no one was around, no one knew how much I prayed. And so it just was so many different things. I mean, I even see God move in a mighty way with my children, where my daughter is excelling. My daughter is looking at, you know, potential colleges she want to attend. My son, sicknesses that were spoken over his life, I just see God healing him. I thought today when I took him, because my son is going to get a new wheelchair, I thought today that it has been, as of November, it has been 3 years that my son has not suffered a seizure. And so 2018, it just was a whole lot of reflecting and seeing God's hand move. I've had some low days, but we're not going to talk about them, because the blessings outweigh the lowliness. You know, the blessing outweighs the going through. And so 2018, I will say, was a great year for me, and it only propels me to go into 2019 with more fire, you know, with more purpose, to just allow 2019 to be greater than this year that I'm currently walking in. And so I'm, you know, to reflect, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come for 2019. I'm excited to do greater things. I'm excited that I'll be doing Break Free for next year, for Break Free 2019. It's actually, we're going to have the seminar on mental health awareness, and we're going to do the actual We're going to have, you know, different topics coming this year. I mean, coming for 2019, because we even did Break Free in October, which was truly a success. So, you know, it's just reflecting back on the things in which God has have done, but preparing all for what he's going to do in the future.
Yeah.
Preparing. Speaking things into existence. Speaking things into existence. Let me tell you something. Oh, really? It's so funny. I actually went to check my Facebook, and I got a comment. My best friend said, don't dim your light. You know, and I just said it, like, dimming down my light. But I just thank God that I just thank God for all that he has prepared. I'm telling y'all, listen, for those of you that are listening, I don't care where you at, and I mean that, and I mean it just how I said it. I don't care what place you think you are in. That does not dictate where you're going. It does not. It's not. It, that is not proof of where you're going. It's not. You know, if you're in a low place, that don't mean that by next week a miracle can take place in your life. You can get the dream job. You can get the dream house. And it's not even about materialistic things. I mean, you can be in a low place, and next week God will shift your spirit so you don't even understand, like, how did this happen for me? And you'd probably be like, well, yeah, you say that. But I can be honest, I've been in some low places. I've been in some low places. And the places that God has taken me, it'd be funny because people be, they be acting, treating me like I'm a movie star. And I'll be like, I am just regular old Parnesia. Like, what you talking about? What you talking about? Like, what's that? What you talking about, Willie? What you talking about?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Know, what, no, I mean, seriously, even a girl, I thought about, even I was able to be in a little modeling show, and I killed that show. Huh, Crystal?
I forgot.
I didn't win no trophy, but I killed it. I killed it. I don't care what they say. I killed that whole little runway, and I had fun. I had fun. I was up there dancing
with them, the rappers.
I was up in there dancing. I mean, I faced my fears that day. I had so much fun, and I didn't win a trophy in the physical, but what God did on the inside of me, they didn't have to give me no trophy. I didn't care because I had won what I needed to win.
Yeah.
I didn't need them to give me no trophy, baby, because I won. I'm facing the fear and, I, you know, and man, and we, it was truly a blessing. And so I'm glad that we were able to reflect, today about what has taken place in 2018 on the radio station, even the things we talk about in our life. So we just go tell y'all right now that y'all not even ready for us for 2019. Y'all not ready. Y'all not ready. But we're going to tell y'all to get ready. Look, they not ready, but we're going to tell them to get ready. Amen. Right. We're going to get ready. Crystal might as well sing the song because we was already singing Missy Elliott earlier. So what's that?
I don't know.
You did tell me you did.
I think I did have a question, but I don't know if you answered it already, but I think that you... It was it pertaining
what
to
was the question, Krista?
I don't even know.
Oh, I don't know. You just what was the question?
You can work on going towards 2019. Anything. It could be a habit, it could be maybe a pet peeve or whatever. What do you think you can work on that would help you in 2019?
She is my friend, so I don't know why she sat up there asking that question. That was a full-fledged setup. Because anyone that know me in this life of mine now, I am very transparent. And then moving into 2019, the thing that I know that I can work on is relationships. Allowing God to continuously heal me, and prepare me to be in a relationship, and that's one of that's my thing. Going into 2019, that's the thing I know that I need to work on, because this transparency moment, Jesus Christ, Crystal, I wrote in my journal that But I've seen God move in my life. I've seen him move up on my, as far as health, and I've seen him touch my finances. I've seen him move. I've seen my ministry go to the next level. Unmuted.
Okay, I can hear you.
Whatever I'm going to get released, I don't know who that was for because I got knocked off.
Yeah. No, because you did, because I couldn't hear nothing.
Right. I got knocked off.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. Oh, he said, no, nah, not today.
Oh, so I'm really going to tell it now.
I was in my journal.
So I have wrote in my journal that I have seen God move in my life in a mighty way over the years. I've transitioned from living in one home to God blessing me with a bigger one, one that I prayed and asked for. I've seen God move up on my children to where I said my son hasn't had a seizure in 3 years, and actually he has grown and been strengthened over the years that, you know, it don't even seem like he's sick or any of the diagnoses that the doctor has said. I've seen God move upon my daughter. I've seen my daughter excel in school like there is no tomorrow. And I'm a single mom. Like I feel like sometimes I barely have time to do, but God continuously made a way. So I've seen him move up on my finances, ministry. I've seen him do everything, but me have a relationship. When it became a relationship, it was just all ugly. It never seemed to work. It never went the way, it never was a blessing. I'm going to just be honest. It was nothing blessed about it. It was always, they took me into places of bondage or places of loneliness. Like, you know, I felt lonely. I could believe that I was in a relationship with a man, but then at the end of the day, I didn't feel like nothing. And so I wrote that. I was like, God, I've seen you move everywhere in my life except relationships. So I began to talk to God, like, why? Like, what is going on? And God began to show me that as far as building a relationship, it had a lot to do with the men in my past as far as I dealt with, but it had more to do than who I was as a person and what I had to allow God to develop in me. And so I say for 2019, that is truly my goal, is to be a better me, so that I am, when I get into a relationship or cultivating the relationship that I'm in, I'll just be honest, cultivating the relationship that I am currently in, that I'm a better person, that I make better decisions.
Because I saw you trying to renege on that.
I was trying to
stop
playing. I was trying to resist that. You know, Krista, you are not a good friend.
Because
you're not
quick,
a good friend.
Look how quick you try to say that. Baby, we ain't turning no way, no how.
He ain't good
work. Because I love him, I love him.
As I'm trying to cultivate the relationship that I'm in. And that's a relief for me, you guys, right now. That's everything for me to say right now, is that I'm cultivating a relationship, that I'm asking God to help me be the best spouse that I can be. That I say the right things. And when I say the right things, not that I move by man, but not that I be so negative, or not that I allow my past to reflect on what I'm going to let come out of my mouth today. And so Krystal clearly set me up, because when she asked the question, she already knew that was the area in which I knew that I needed God to help me.
Yeah.
You didn't know
what. You know what? That, because earlier today we always talk, and I think we was going back and forth on what we was going to talk about, but she had by the time me and her got on the phone like 2-3 hours ago, she had a topic like way probably before that. But when she started speaking on her notes, it was like that resonated. I got a new word that resonated with me. I'm looking like, why does that sound so familiar? I said, you do know that matched our topic, right? Because everything she found in her notebook, it literally matched our topic. Because the way that she reflected on the show, she started reflecting on some of the events that she went to probably by herself and some of the events that we went to. And I forgot a lot of those notes. Of course, write in my notes every now and then, but I haven't looked at them. So when she said that, and a lot of stuff that she wrote down, I'm like, oh, I don't remember that, or did I write that down? But the stuff that she was saying really, really related to everything that we was talking about in today and in our season and in the relationship part, or even in the growing part as an individual. Everything was connecting together. So when she was talking to me on text message, I was like, I need to ask her a question. Because if we're talking about reflecting in reflecting in the new year and, in, you know, what things to, you know, take out or things you might bring in, I said, I want to ask her, and I never told her, I said, I want to ask her, what is something that you, you know, could learn, or what is something that you, you know, could leave? But that right there, that is just amazing how transparent she is and how real she is, because a lot of us don't like to talk about that. But for you to talk about it, that is everything. But then also know that you're ready for the change. You're ready to want to be different. You're ready to put in the work. I really do believe that you're ready to put in the work despite our fear, despite our setbacks, despite our past. And I think that's the way you even ended this, I guess this might be the definitely right part of the end of the show, but by you even saying that, I don't want my past to interfere with my present. So, because I really want this, but you know, you don't want some of your present to, you know, to linger onto your future. So that right there
right.
for me, that was good for me. Like that right there, and knowing that somebody wanted a good relationship, a good, healthy, communicative, honest, transparent, God-fearing relationship, that takes work. It is not easy, it's not easy, microwavable. It is not this fake Instagram type of thing. It's not nothing that you put together. It's all God's plan and all timing. So with that being said, you know that it is something that is meant to happen. When it's doing all that to you, and then it tries to take you out on this phone, oh, baby, they didn't, because come on now. And then your little tongue almost say, well, a little bit, yeah, I'm in a relationship. Stop playing. I stop playing because I think that we be so fearful of what we have because we wanted it for small. We prayed for it for so long. And I'm saying this because people, and I'm saying this for people out there that are listening, and I really just feel this through the spirit, y'all got to start speaking to your friends, because a lot of us are talking down to our friends, are talking down to their relationship or to their beliefs or to what they've been holding on to. But a lot of us need to stop being fake, stop being phony, stop being so rude, and stop being so nasty and being so despicable and so jealous of people when they see them. Because I'm not going to lie, when she first started telling me about her relationship, I was like, well, what mind's that? Because I could have sworn I met mine first. But
oh, she had put me out there now.
Toward the end.
Well, she just didn't release me, she.
Toward the end. It was like, let me tell her, because even today she said something in her notes. I'm not gonna put her up there. Even today in her notes, she was, you know, saying some good stuff. And I said, well, this did happen, and you didn't do this. She's almost like, why not? She started going off. But we gotta learn how to speak into our friends, but stop telling them stuff that y'all think that they wanna hear, and also stop making them feel bad. Really, really speak into your friends and to the things that they really want. Because we can tell people all day, go get your money, go grind, or go get that. But you would never tell them, you go after what God has birthed in you, or you go after what he has promised you. And that means relationship. That means a job. That means a purpose. That means anything that he said that you have life and have it abundantly. When he starts speaking things into your friends, you better go ahead and intercede and tell them what thus said the Lord. And I'm telling her right now on this air, I'm speaking it to you, and I'm saying this to you. If that's yours,
she is going to so blast, Jesus.
I'm going
hard. Why did you let her do me like this?
If anybody can hear me now, right now, if you are a good friend and y'all love your friend, y'all hear me clearly. In 2000, don't let me wait till 2019. Y'all start praying for y'all friends. Y'all start interceding for them, and y'all started speaking to them into the truth, into the things that they want and they desire that line up with God. And I'm saying that for real, because a lot of stuff, y'all see this foolery, y'all see this foolishness, and y'all back that up all day long. But when something looks good that y'all friend is having or it's about to come, y'all don't say nothing. So I'm saying for y'all on this line for real, if you love your friends, the ones that you really, 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 for real, really love, and you know you really look out for them, y'all better start
speaking into that thing and start making sure that the stuff that God said is supposed to be so that y'all keep reminding them. Even if y'all got to tell them, hey, that ain't cute what you're doing, that don't sound right, you know, this, this, and that, y'all better start being for real. And I just have to get that out because 2019, oh, I'm not with that because I'm going to start speaking all type of good stuff, not just because I want my stuff, but because I believe him. And if it's of God, I'm going to say what he said, and I'm going to just continue it on because he said you got to bear the fruit. And, it's by your fruit of your lips. So if I'm speaking, flow out of me, and I'm going to let it flow, everybody I'm in contact with, so he can, because it's, oh, man, I'm done.
Yeah, because you just sit up here and she just started all this stuff. Sit up here. And that's the thing, you know, it's so funny, and God will have you. God does what he want to do. We have about 24 more minutes on air, and we probably just go carry this thing out, right, since Crystal want to do all the stuff that she does. You know, she want to do all the stuff that she does. God has a way of just doing, you know, what he want to do, because clearly, you know, don't get me wrong, where I'm, as far as being in a relationship, no shame. I'm just, you know, I pray that God, I just want God to have his way, because that's just how my life, that's how I want, you know, where I am. I want things to be the will of God, and I want them to operate. I'm not no holy roller, because mistakes will be made. The reality of it's just, it is what it is, but I still want to do things in the right manner compared to how I've done things in the past. And that was something for 2018. I don't care what I did, whether it be ministry, whether it be friendship, relationship, whatever it was done, I wanted it to do it decently and in order. I don't want to do how my mama said do it, how my granny said do it, because I've learned since I come into Christ that it was things that I was taught that I had to unlearn. It was wrong things that I've done throughout this life, and the mentality that was basically that I was given, because we do what we learn, like even what you teach your kids. They go operate that until they find their way to whether they go, when they grow up, then they be like, you know what, the way mama said do it, I'm not going to do it like that, or however, whatever. And so I really wasn't going to talk about no relationship on here because I've been taking my time. I want to move slow. I want it to be God. So when I boom everybody, I just boom them, you know. And so, but God will have it. He will do it the way he wanted to do it, because I didn't know what Crystal was going to ask me. She did tell me earlier, like, you know, it was a question she had, but I did not know what she was going to ask me. So when she asked me that, the Holy Spirit wasn't going to even let me go too far to the left. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to get me on the air to say this. Like, she got me saying this, and I couldn't. I probably should have stayed off when it hung up. When it hung up, I should even call back here. But no, that was so funny because I needed that. I needed that. And so even if I'm going to reflect on 2018, I would say in 2018, God has allowed me to experience, he has allowed me to experience relationship different than I've ever experienced in my life. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. You know, it's like new, but what I've been able to experience is the love that has been, that I've received up until this point, it's enough to push away the hurt that I've ever experienced in my life. And, you know, and so preparing for 2019, regardless of where I'm going in this relationship, I want to make sure that I'm not the individual where they say hurt people. And y'all, I'm telling you, this is like real transparent right now, because nobody will ever tell you that they're in a position that they're one that they can damage somebody else because of them being hurt. And I'll be the one to tell you that because I've been hurt in my past, that I can potentially damage other people because I don't trust, I become paranoid, and I don't even know who it is for. This got to be for somebody for me to just be put on full blast, because and my personal people around me, they don't even know this. I got Facebook friends, I got Instagram friends, and don't nobody even know I'm in a relationship because I've kept it a secret, because I'm really trying to do it the right way. And so for me to release this on this line like this right now, it has to be from somebody. You know, get healed of your past. Get healed. Let God really do what he's going to do for you. And whether it be a man or a woman, if you've been waiting for a long time
for God to bless you with a mate, and you wondering when is your time, baby, let me tell you here. I have not made it to the altar just yet. But, baby, wait on God because he is on time. And he on time. He is an on time God. He is so on time. He's so on time. I mean, he going to come when you least. When you least expect it, he's going to come. He's coming. So I don't know who that was for, but he's coming when you least. When you least expect it, he is coming to be a blessing to you. When you look all around and you feel like your wife ain't coming, brother, if you listening, she coming. You go see her. Like, you go spot her out of the whole crowd. And women, when you waiting for, you like, I ain't never getting a husband, I ain't never getting married, and that's how we talk. Be like, baby, he's coming when you least expect it. But when he comes, allow God to lead. I mean, getting God faith more than you ever have. And this is the craziest thing, because I don't know why I am the one on here doing all this. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. I got the peach crystal when I get off this phone.
Because
that was like
God.
A clear, that's a clear setup. You know, that is a clear, that setup. But I just want to continue to be a blessing to you guys here on Free Talk Radio. And I'm praying that each and every one of you, again, have been blessed by every topic that we did this year. If you tuned in with us, I'm praying that, that you truly have been blessed. And I pray that even in the future that we continue to be a blessing to you guys. We have something so exciting for you starting off the new year. Again, we will be celebrating our first year on Blog Talk Radio, and we are excited about it. We're ready to smash through 2019 like never before. Business airways with all that God has put within us to release to the people, that you will not be held captive by anything, and that, I mean, we truly learn, and we talk about stuff that's relevant to us today that can change us as a people. We will be talking about outside topics or things that are happening in the community, you know, even things, if God leads us, like stuff that's happening in politics. I'm not a political person, but whatever God put on our heart for, you know, for the future, we are truly ready to do it. So, I'm just really at all where I'm at right now, because I really love my friend to death, but my friend really just put me on. She got me, and she don't even live too far from where I'm at, so if I felt like getting in my car, I would go to her house right now and be screaming like, Crystal, what did you do? What did you do? You know, and I'm going to say, because I was really thinking, I was like, oh, my God, what if he listening? And I would hate if out of all nights he listening tonight, I really would crumble. Like, okay, you know, but glory be to God.
Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And so, Crystal, anything else you want to say tonight?
That is it. Some change just broke, baby.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, yeah, I just got word that, it most definitely, all that took place had to happen because our switchboard crashed. And the switchboard crashed, so the chat room was shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. So that just lets me know when the enemy interrupts in the way. And I ain't never got knocked off like that. I was like, oh, my God. Like, and it's
you
funny
sure
right when I start talking about that. Out of all night, I've been yapping my mouth. When I talked about that thing. We always want to make sure you guys take note to follow us on Instagram at Free Talk Radio 1. We would most definitely love to hear from you. We are asking for suggestions yet again. So email us at freetalkradio1@gmail.com. We would love to, hear what you want on some suggested topics for the future. And we love y'all here. Man, I mean, this is truly a blessing. I honestly think, I'm going to say this, Crystal,
And let me know if I'm in the right place when I say this. Even getting on here, talking to y'all, it frees us of things that we go through in our own personal life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being able to come on here and discuss things from y'all, it's like when we put this phone down and we go back to our normal lives after being on air with you guys for an hour and a half, like when we go back, it's a refresher for us.
Yes.
You know, even though we very seldom get like feedback, meaning we get people to talk to call in, it's like a refresher to us to just come and share. You know, I really believe at this place, in this moment right now, I talked about the word being vulnerable. Crystal just allowed me to be like super vulnerable a few seconds ago on air.
Oh,
that was a step forward for me.
Oh, my God, well, yeah.
You know, that was a step forward for me because we did say, like, what we was going to do as far as 2019. And so I guess today on the I made a video on Instagram, and I said that today, December 9th, could be the day of something new, that I didn't have to wait till January 1st. So the fact that Crystal she didn't know that I said that, but I spoke it out of my own mouth. And so today, December the 7th, I start my journey of something new, of being new, of allowing myself to be vulnerable, and speak of things, and don't necessarily, I don't got to hide either. I don't got to be ashamed that I feel the way that I feel, because it's all right to feel that way. And so we're going to close it out, and I'm going to let Ms. Crystal pray us out tonight, since, you know, she did what she did to me.
Okay, Jesus. Father God, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your transparency, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this line, oh God. Lord, we thank you for our lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for 2018, God. Lord, we thank you for the things that did not happen, oh God. But Lord, we thank you for the things that you have blessed us with in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your constant faithfulness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the covering, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this we thank you for Shonda for giving us this opportunity in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for continue to bless her, oh God. Continue to cover her in the name of Jesus for all her needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every person that's on this line, oh God. Everybody that got on this year, God, that even came in to listen for a good 20 minutes, God. We thank you for them in the name of Jesus for being obedient to get on, God. But Lord, we ask that anyone that's on this line tonight or anyone that was on there prior to that, God, we ask that you continue to fulfill them up, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to give them the desire eyes at their heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you protect them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for continual favor in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for providing for us, God, not just physical providers, not just food, but God, we thank you for the being in the right minds in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renewing right spirit within us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for continuing to direct our path in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for new ideas in the name of Jesus. We thank you for continuing to push us to the next level in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for every open door that is meant for us, God, will be open, oh God, and we will be prepared in the name of Jesus, oh God. We will continue to have wisdom in the name of Jesus. We will have knowledge, but most of all, we will have understanding of what we're going to do in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for every idea that was on paper now to be manifested in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for every goal we set out to 2-3 weeks ago, or even last year, God, that it will be manifested at the right time, oh God. Lord, we thank you for you being on time, oh God, not just for us, oh God, but we thank you for your timing, because you said your timing is beautiful, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for every desire that's in our hearts, God, that it will line up with your word in the name of Jesus, your will, God, at the right time, oh God. Lord, we thank you that we delight ourselves in you. That means that we take joy in you and being with you and being under you, oh
Lord,
God, getting to know you, oh God, getting to know your word, getting to know your precepts, getting to know your commandments,
Jesus,
oh God, getting to know your faithfulness, oh God, getting to know your work, oh God, getting to know you, oh God. First, we have to establish a relationship with you, oh God. So, God, we thank you for the relationship that we have together, oh God. Lord, that will be stronger, oh God. That will be more tighter, oh God. That will be a foundation for us, God, to be a better person, oh God. To be better wives, to be better husbands, to be better friends, to be better teachers, to be a better person, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your relationship most of all, God. And we thank you for dying on a cross a long time ago, oh God, and setting us free from the things that we were already free from, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for everything that did not work out, oh God. We thank you for every the relationship that was supposed to be killed off, God, that it is dead right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Every friendship that was not meant to be, oh God. Every door that was not meant to open, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for everything we thought was right for us, God. We thank you that you turn it to the other side, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every door we thought was meant for us, God. We thank you for closing it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, before we're going to walk into anything else, we want to thank you for every closed door. God, we thank you for every closed door that was not meant for us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Because sometimes we talk about those closed doors. We toss and turn about those closed doors. We ask why, and we cried, and we just sing, throw a tantrum. But God, we thank you for every closed door, God, because right now we're about to walk into something new, oh God. We're about to continue to walk into a new dimension in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're about to walk into a new level, oh God. And not just in the natural, oh God, but we're about to walk into a whole new dimension with you, oh God. We're about to level up in your spirit, oh God. We're about to level up in your communion, oh God. We're about to level up in your spirit, God. We ask that you continue to be present with us everywhere that we go in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything that we touch, oh God, will turn into gold in the name of Jesus. Every door we walk in, God, they will feel your presence. They will feel your aroma in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said taste and see that the Lord is good, God. And you taste God, you taste good in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, your word, let your word resonate with us everywhere we go in the name of Jesus. Let us be filled with your word in the name of Jesus, oh God. Even though we are babes in Christ, God, we are on milk. God, we ask that we mature in your spirit, oh God. We ask that we mature in your word in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that we mature in this lifestyle that you have laid out for us. And we will not water down your word. We will not water down your spirit. We will not water down your presence. We will not water down your everything that you are about, everything you stand for, God. In this season, oh God, we will not water down you at all in the name of Jesus. So, God, this time we are just bold for 2019 to come, God. We're going to be bold for you, oh God. We're going to be bold for the cross. We're going to be bold. We're going to be bold for the gospel, oh God. We're going to be bold for your presence. We're going to be bold for your spirit. We're going to be bold for your faithfulness, for your favor, for your peace, for your joy, oh God, for your meekness, every fruit of the spirit, God. We're going to possess, oh God. So, God, that is my petition on tonight, God. I summons you right now on down from earth, from heaven to earth right now, that we will not water you down, God. We will be bold for you and only you in the name of Jesus, oh God. But you are the foundation of everything that we want in the name of Jesus, starting from relationships, starting from jobs, starting from friendships. Family, you will be the foundation. And every time we get confused, oh God, we will come back to you, God. Every time that we get beside ourselves, we will come back to you. Every time we get lonely, or we will get right back to the word, oh God. The word is with you. Said the word started with you and it ends with you, oh God. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Jehovah Jireh. You are magnificent. You are omnipotent. You are so perfect. You are everything. You are better than I could ever be in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we're giving you back the glory and the honor. And Lord, we say we thank you and we love you.
When Crystal started praying, the chat room start up and running, so we know that God is in the midst of it all. God moves, it's God's way or no way. And so I just thank and praise God for all that he has done tonight. Truly blessed me. Amen. We have truly been blessed here on tonight. So we thank you guys for listening in, and we tell you, join us. We'll be back on the 21st. We'll be here December 24th, first. I'm going to pay. I can get up. Not for real. We'll be back here on December 21st. So join us. Tell a friend about us. Follow us. Email us. We can't stress it enough that we want you here on the line with us. We truly want to be a blessing to you. We really, really want to be a blessing to you. And so we're going to get off here tonight, but we will be back on again December 21st. You guys be blessed. Have a blessed evening. And even as you're preparing for the holiday, we know that we will speak to you guys before then, but I'll even pass on the message. Don't stress yourself on buying gifts. If you can't afford it, just you can't afford it. So don't stress yourself after you've cared for your loved ones all year long, your children all year long. If you cannot afford to buy them a Christmas gift, do not stress yourself. That's one of the biggest stresses this time of year, being able to buy a gift. And the greatest gift is to have life. And so, again, we love you guys. Mm-hmm. Be blessed, and we are out of here.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.